Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, one of the most important functions of Iman is to bring Iman upon the unseen. One of the most important function for Iman is to bring Iman upon the unseen. When a person can see something, then what is so difficult to believe? When something is in front of you, then it becomes very, very easy for a person to believe something. MashaAllah. You will find that when there is no shell of any construction and the community have just made an intention that this is what we are planning to build, and you go out for chanda to ask people to give donations, so they can't see nothing because there is nothing available for them to see. In fact, we haven't even got a plot. But this is just an intention, a plan. And do you trust us? For an example. And then you will find people who give money for that project only for the pleasure of Allah, without looking at anything it is given. That is called great ikhlas. That is called great ikhlas. Because there is nothing there. But when people see the building and the walls coming up and the rooms that are there, and the building is in front of you, and then people go and ask, that person will give because he can see something. But to give when you can't see something. And so that is why this level of Iman is considered to be top class Iman. To believe in the things you are supposed to believe in. But it is ghaib. Iman bil ghaib. The Islamic terminology is that it is the unseen world. You can't see it. But Allah and His Rasul want you to believe in it. And you can't see it. So for an example, my respected brothers, the reason why you can't see it is not because it does not exist. It is there, but you can't see it. So why can't you see it? For a number of reasons. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided this dunya into two categories. Some things Allah has allowed you to see with your eyes. Some things Allah has allowed you to see with your eyes. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Hakim, the all-wise, there are other things in this dunya that Allah has not allowed you to see with your eyes. That you can't see. So there are things that are visible and there are things that are invisible. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked from the people of Iman to bring Iman. When you see something, that is very, very easy. But to bring Iman upon something that you have not seen, that is something. That is something. So why is it that we can't see a lot of the things? Because of time and space. If you were born in the 1960s, 1970s, 1980s, 1990s, so your life in this dunya for 40 years, 30 years, 50 years, 60 years, you can only see wherever you are in the world and what is required for you to see. But it does not mean that the things of the past did not exist. So a person needs to bring Iman upon that. So you have seen your grandfather, and you might have seen his father, but you haven't seen your father all the way on top, but there has to be someone. It is there. And so that is why when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was questioned, Ya Rasulullah, what is Iman? So he wanted to make sure that the people of Iman understand what is Iman. The most important function of Iman is to bring Iman upon the unseen. So he said, bring Iman upon the Malaika. Bring Iman upon the Malaika. There are so many people today who don't believe in angels. There are so many people today who don't believe in jinns. Especially when it comes to academia and professionals, you'll see the attitude is very different. They don't believe in jinns. Why you don't believe in jinns? Well, we can't see jinns. Humne shaitan ko dekha hi nahi, jinns ko humne dekha nahi. We don't believe in angels. People don't believe in angels. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, bring Iman upon the Malaika. We have not seen the Malaika. But that is what we call the best level of Iman. That you bring Iman upon something that you have not seen. But you believe and you trust Allah and His Rasul. So you have not seen the angels, but all the prophets have seen the angels. Adam alayhi salam lived in the company of the Malaika. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj and he has met with all the angels. Like how you have a scholar that comes, and sometimes you'll find a great scholar that comes and there is a line of people who want to meet him. Imagine the greatest human being when he went for Mi'raj, all of the Malaika came to greet him. Everyone. And all of the prophets, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, came and they wanted to greet him. They greeted him, of course. This is in the hadith. So you haven't seen the angels, but the best of the best people, Anbiya, have seen the angels. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, don't allow this disease to come inside you. this disease will open the door of kufr. It is only the system of kufr that will say we only believe in what we see. We have to observe it first. If we can't observe something, if we can't test something, if we can't see something, and if there's no verification, then sorry, we don't believe in it. That is how people become kuffar. This is how people become atheists. This is how people turn away from deen. And this is the kind of waswasa that shaitan puts in your heart. And so the very first ayat of the Quran, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, that make sure your iman is strong. And your iman is strong. Why? Because you believe in the unseen. You believe in the unseen. And then Allah's Nabi said, you believe in the prophets. And you believe in all the, you believe in all the angels. And you believe in all the prophets. So we haven't even seen our own prophet. We haven't even seen our own prophet. But that is why our iman is so kamal. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam praised this ummah to his companions. And he said to them that you can see me and you have seen my life. You can see me and you have seen my life. But great iman is of the people who will be prepared to give their life for me without seeing me. And this is the ummah. A Muslim does not tolerate anyone disrespecting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? This emotional attachment, love that he has for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will find people will make a mockery of other prophets. But you have to think twice if you are going to make a mockery of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because of sincerity, the love that the people of Iman have. But have you seen this man? No. We haven't seen him. But if you don't, if you have not seen someone, it doesn't mean that it does not exist or he did not come in this dunya. Why? Because your era, your time is different. Your coming in this time is very, very different. We have to believe in Musa alayhi salam. We haven't seen him. Why? Because our time was very different. If we lived in the time of Musa alayhi salam, if Allah wanted, we would have seen him. But because a person cannot live eternally and he hasn't got that much of a life, and there is an expiry date to a human being, so whatever he can see, he will see. Whatever he can see, he will see. So maybe the people who are the front batch of this ummah, they have seen something, but the last batch of this ummah will see something else. So for an example, the signs of the day of Qiyamah. There is possibility that you might see Imam Mahdi, Hazrat Mahdi. There is a possibility you might see Hazrat Isa alayhi salam coming. There is a possibility you might see the Dajjal that comes. So all of these possibilities are there. But because the time duration, how you came into this dunya, it does not mean that everything must be presented to you in front of you physically, that you see something for you to believe it. Nowadays you will see that people are buying cars and houses online. In fact, because of COVID, everything is online. Amazon wale billionaire ban gaye, billionaire, bahut maldar Amazon. What do you do? Nothing. All the pictures are there. It's not even in front of you. It could be a scam, it could be whatever, you don't know. But hundreds and millions of people are seeing something visual. It's not even in front of you. And that is it. People are buying it. People are buying it. So because it is not in front of you, it does not mean that it does not exist or it is not real or that it is hard for me to believe in. And that is why Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam said, first believe in the angels, then believe in the prophets. Why? So that your iman becomes strong, that you are getting used to this idea of believing something that you can't see. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, believe in the books that have been revealed. But why did he say this? We haven't seen Torah, we haven't seen Injil, we haven't seen Zabur, we haven't seen the scriptures revealed to Ibrahim alayhi salam. But even if you have not seen, this is called Iman bil Ghaib. It is called Iman bil Ghaib. To bring Iman upon the Ghaib. Why? Because this is the order and the hukam of Allah. If you were in the time of Musa alayhi salam, you would have seen Taurat. If you were in the time of Isa alayhi salam, you would have seen Injil. And this is the meherbani and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has protected one great miracle, and that is the Quran. The Quran, there is no corruption with the Quran. Everything in this dunya can be corrupted. Anything and everything. But not the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, every ummati, whether he was born in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or whether he will come later on after 50 years, this opportunity is given to him for him to see the Quran, the kalam of Allah. Another iman bil ghaib. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, bring iman upon taqdeer. Bring iman upon taqdeer. What is taqdeer? Your destiny, your fate. Your fate. That whatever is happening by the permission and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't reject it. You can't reject this. Why? Because our knowledge is of no comparison to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows everything, everything. There is no way for me to even describe His knowledge. There is no beginning, there is no ending to His knowledge. Bas. So He knows everything. And this knowledge of Allah is called taqdeer. This knowledge of Allah is called taqdeer. Insan has been given the free will, and the free will that he has been given, whatever he is going to do, Allah has that knowledge, and because of his actions, Allah has already said what this person is going to do. What he will be doing. Subhanallah al-Azim. That is why Iman bil Ghaib is very, very important. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that your qabr is a portion of Jannah for you, or a pit from hellfire. Allah save us. Now when you open up the grave, you can't see nothing. Even if you open up the grave of a kafir, you can't see nothing happening there. It's just soil. Nothing is happening. Koi petrol bhi wahan se nahi nikalta. Nothing. You open up any grave. Why? This is called Iman bil Ghaib. Allah has created this dunya in such a way that you are being tested. And there are certain things that is veiled in this dunya. And so because this is connected to the hereafter, so there is parda. What is there? Parda. And you can't see it. The eyes are not designed to see it. And so the things that the eyes can't see, eventually a day will come when the eyes will even able to see everything. And that will be in the hereafter. when Allah Pak will remove all the veils. He will remove all the veils. So for an example, if you are praying namaz, you are going to get a reward for it, sawab. What sawab? Can we see the sawab? Is there some kind, can we touch the reward? Can we touch the reward that you are going to get? So you can't see it. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, salah deletes your sins. Salah will delete your sins. He said, if a person is going to do ghusl in a river in front of his house 5 times a day, will any impurity remain on his body? 5 times a day you are doing ghusl, nothing will remain. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person prays 5 times a day, Allah will wipe out all his guna and sins. But can you see it? You can't see it. You can't see the deletion. You can't see that my guna has been wiped out. But this is called iman bil ghaib, that you bring iman upon the unseen. Very important. Allah's Nabi said, when you keep roza, fasting, the reward is only Allah. What it means, that it is a surprise that Allah is going to give him such a reward that his mind even can't comprehend that. If you are praying one letter of the Quran, one harf, 10 rewards. But can you see the 10 rewards? You can't see the 10 rewards. But it's called iman bil ghaib. And so that is why this idea, we must always remind ourselves that there are so many things related to the unseen world, and it is important for us to bring iman upon that. And why it's important? Because that is where we are being tested. If Allah was to show us Jannah just now, on a Friday, Allah is going to show us Jannah. Alan was done by Jibreel alayhi salam. Did you hear the Alan? So Jibreel alayhi salam made an Alan. Jannat is going, one part of Jannat will be shown to you. So Jannat will be aired, live, on top. And then imtihan is taken of the people that you see, have a look, and Allah is going to test you. Do you think there will be anyone who will not become a mu'min, a Muslim? The whole world will become Muslims. Why? I can see Jibreel alayhi salam. I have seen Jannat. Why should I reject this? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not allowed certain things to be opened up in this dunya. Jannat, Jahannam, Alam-e-Barzakh. All of these things are in the veil. The human creation is in the veil. Inside the stomach, the mother, 9 months. Bacha, ho raha hai, mashallah. In the veil, dekhe. Subhanallah ilazim. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is created. And so my respected brothers, insan is being tested, not in something that he can see. Insan is being tested in iman bil ghaib. That how much iman do you have in everything what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told you, and you have your complete trust and reliance on that. See, if you were on the road and your son was about to go also to Birmingham, and you are in your car going to Birmingham, and then you realize that there is an accident there, and for some reason traffic is standstill, and nothing is moving, the delay is there for a few hours, and you phone now to your son and you say to him, beta, look, don't come now, there is an accident, you will be caught in your traffic. Do you think the son will say, I don't believe my dad, he's probably lying, let me go and check it out on the internet? He won't say that, unless his dad is well, say, bichara. But he will understand, if he is a good son,
that my father cares for me, he is already there, caught in the traffic, so he wants me to save time, and he is giving me information so I can help myself. So this relationship between son and father is that the son does not require to ask anybody else. The minute the father has given him information, he does not need the internet. He does not need to trust anybody else. Why? Because the greatest form of trust is the father. So he believes his father. And so Allah is also testing the people of Iman, that are you like the kuffar? The kuffar have this sickness that we will not believe but only what we see. That is why they like science and they like to do these things. Why? Because when we can see something, but that is what we want to believe. Everything else we will not believe in. Then there is no room for that person in Iman. So the first siri is Iman bil ghaib. This sickness was also with the people of Makkah when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them da'wat and said to them, become Muslims. They also had this sickness. We can't believe you and we will not bring Iman on you. So a few ayats of the Quran. وَقَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا يَنْبُعَ. We will not bring Iman upon you until you open up Makkah for us and spring water comes out. Fresh spring water gushing out from the earth. And we can see that. What are they saying? How can we believe you that you are the Nabi of Allah? أَوْ تَكُونَ لَكَ جَنَّةٌ مِن نَخِيل وَعِنَبْ فَتُفَجِّرَ الْأَنْهَارَ خِلَالَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. Or you change the entire landscape of Makkah. Makkah is a hot terrain, mountainous, rocks everywhere. And they are telling him, no, no. You see, we can't believe what you are saying because everything what you are saying, we can't see. We can't see. We can't see Jibreel that is coming to you. We can't see the revelation that is revealed to you. So instead, what you do for us, change the landscape of Makkah. We want palm trees, we want Makkah to become green, lush green, vineyards everywhere. And date trees and palm trees everywhere, all green. Change the landscape of Makkah Mukarrama for us. And there is rivers flowing abundantly. Then we will believe you. This was the second thing they asked. And the third thing what they asked was ajeeb. أَوْ تُسْقِتَ السَّمَاءِ كَمَا زَعَمْتَ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا أَوْ تَأْتِيَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ قَبِيلًا. Or what you can do is bring the heavens down for us. We want to touch the moon. We want to touch the stars. We want to touch the clouds. What are they demanding? In the Quran, to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will not believe you. We need to see something. أَوْ تُسْقِتَ السَّمَاءَ كَمَا زَعَمْتَ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا أَوْ تَأْتِيَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ قَبِيلًا. Bring the stars down. You know, apne haathon se star ko touch kar le, moon ko touch kar le. Can you imagine the mockery, how they were challenging Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? أَوْ يَكُونَ لَكَ بَيْتٌ. Oh, what happens? That you turn your house into gold. Min zukhrufin. All your property, your belongings, where you are living, your family, all of that becomes solid gold. Ajeeb. أو ترقى في السماء. Oh, we see you ascending up in the heavens. Even then, walan nu'min, we will never bring iman upon you, even if we see you going up. Ajib. Hatta tunazzila alayna kitaban nakra'uhu. Until you come from the top down with a book, because we can't see Jibreel and we can't see the revelation, and all you are saying is reading to us the Quran, but we can't see it. So how can we bring iman upon that? So what we are asking you, that you go up, and when you go up and when you are coming down, let us know so we can all see you, and you are carrying that book. And when you bring that book down, because it is a hard copy, nakra'uhu, so that we can read it. Now all of these demands of these people, of the kuffar, you see, this sickness was there. What an amazing answer given by Allah. Qul, O my Nabi, for all this rubbish that they are asking you, just say one thing. Subhan Rabbi, my Rabb, my Lord, His name is glorified. Hal kuntu illa basharar rasula. What a beautiful answer. You know, all of these things that you are asking me is in fact not in my power. Why? Because I am just a human prophet. What am I? I am just a human prophet. So you are asking me to change the landscape of Makkah, to go up, to come down, to turn my house into gold, and you know, to turn Makkah into valleys that are green, lush, and vineyards and grape trees and palm trees and date trees and everything here, and rivers flowing abundantly. This is not in my power. Power is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful answer given by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so my respected brothers and elders, that is why having iman makes us very, very unique, because we don't have any difficulty in believing the revelation. And it is only believing in the revelation that allows you to understand what is right and what is wrong. Subhanallah al-Azim. You know, Harun Rashid, he had a habit that he would walk with his wife Zubaydah. Zubaydah was his wife. In the night, near the river bank. So with the wife, he would go and walk, both husband and wife. And one day when he was walking, he met the great buzrug of his time, the Wali of Allah, whose name was Behlol. They used to call him Majzub, because he used to talk, his talks were very deep. So what he was doing is that he was making mud houses or sand houses near the bank, sand houses. Wo bache darya mein wo sand castle banate hain. So he was also making that. Sand houses. So as husband and wife were walking, Harun Rashid was saw him, so he went, and Zubaydah was at the back. So Harun Rashid said to Behlol, Behlol, what are you doing? He says, I'm selling properties of Jannah. What did he say? Ajeeb Allah wale the. I'm selling the properties of Jannah. He said, Behlol, he said, this person is truly mad. You are selling properties of Jannah. So he said, Behlol said to Harun Rashid, Harun Rashid, buy it. It's own. I'm selling it only for 1 dinar. Cheap. Buy the property. One dinar ki property. Harun Rashid said, stop wasting my time. And he ignored him and walked away. You know, sometimes you'll find, you know, women, they take the lead. They take the lead. Ye Allah ne ajeeb aurton ko banaya hai. Mard uske bagair reh bhi nahi sakte. Men complain, but they can't even stay without women. What an attraction that Allah has given. It is so sad today that people are attracted to the same gender. This is also from shaitan, nothing but shaitan. This is, you know how the shaitan tips you off when it comes to your desire. And looks all excuses. We won't talk about that, it's a different topic. But anyway, so Behlol is there, Zubeda is in her parda, but everybody knows Badshah ki biwi hai. So Zubeda is there, so Zubeda is saying, ha, Behlol, what were you talking with my husband? Because your husband is not a businessman. Your husband is not a... I told him I'm selling the properties of Jannah and it's so cheap, 1 dinar. Oh, I've said, 1 dinar, that's very cheap. She opened up her bag and took out one. Biwi Badshah ki hai, and she took out and gave 1 dinar. Behlol took it. And Behlol said, our transaction is completed. Our transaction is completed. Khatam ho gayi baat. Allah ki shan. Harun Rashid, they went both husband and wife to the palace, and Harun Rashid went to sleep. And he himself was a pious man. Harun Rashid went to sleep, and in his sleep he sees a dream. Subhanallah, ajeeb. In the dream he sees palaces, a line of palaces. But there was one palace in the middle, so beautiful, so beautiful. And that palace had this plate in the middle of it, which had the name of a person. And it said that this palace belongs to Zubaydah, the wife of Harun Rashid. So he started wondering, Subhanallah, my wife has got this beautiful mansion. So he said, let me go and have a look at this property. Biwi ki property, meri property. Wow. Biwi ki property, meri property. But anyway, the malaika said, sorry, you can't trespass here. He says, but my wife, no. Your wife in dunya, this is very different. You need permission from your wife to come inside. You can't come here, out. So anyway, they told him to go. And he woke up. When he woke up, he understood immediately. He knew that the wife had given Behlol 1 dinar. And it is that property that she purchased in Jannah. How Allah works sometimes. You know, this is what you call, sometimes Allah opens the veil. And it's sometimes called mukashafa. Sometimes it's done that way. Some people of their taqwa, piety, it can happen. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was known for this. Known for this. His karamat is incredible. What he used to say, revelation would come. His opinion. My opinion is this, Allah would bring it as revelation. So many amongst the pious predecessors. Subhanallah. And so anyway, next day in the morning he says, Yaar, I have to look for Behlol. Same time, next day, he's praying to Allah, I hope I meet Behlol in the same position. So he went, lo behold, Allah ki kudrat, Behlol was building sand castles, sand palaces. He ran, breathless, Behlol, Badshah salamat, walaikum salam, Behlol here. I'm giving you not 1 dinar, but I'm giving you so much today. I want a few properties that you are selling. I want a few properties. Behlol, you know what he said? He says, Badshah salamat, the prices are not the same as yesterday. The prices are not the same as one property now, if you want to buy, is equal to the whole world. That you give me the kingdom of the whole world. So he says, how is this possible, Behlol? Yesterday was 1 dinar. And he said something amazing. He says, it was 1 dinar when it was Iman bil Ghaib. It was 1 dinar when you would have bought it without seeing something. But after seeing Jannah and the properties of Jannah, then the price is increased. Why? The price is increased. Isn't that ajeeb, my respected brothers? And that is why, alhamdulillah, as Muslims, it is such a ni'mah that Allah has opened up this avenue for us. And Allah has said that this is part of your fundamental aqeedah, that you bring iman upon the unseen. Bring iman upon the unseen. So many waqiyats. Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik was a great Umayyad Khalif, and he had this female slave living in the palace that belonged to him. And in one corner there was a small musalla where people would come and perform salah. So there was also one muazzin. There was also one young man. He was a muazzin. Now the muazzin would also give azan, and then once or twice his eyes fell on this young female in the palace. This female slave that belongs to Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik. She was very pretty. And when he looked at her, obviously there was this attraction, lust in the heart for this lady. Now when he was looking at this lady, the Badshah, the king also saw this. And he felt very jealous. Of course he was hurt that this is my property, meri female, meri maid hai. And he is looking at someone like this. Obviously the wives were in full parda, but not the women that were working. The parda is not at that level. And it is not expected. And so because he was a muazzin, he had access, and he got very angry. And he says, you know what, I want to catch him red-handed with this and I'm going to punish him. So he said to the maid, let's catch this person. I want you to beautify yourself and present yourself to him and say to him that, look, you know what, let's meet. And he'll get the message. And once he decides to come to you, that is the time, leave everything to me. When I catch him, I will punish him. So she dressed up very beautifully, did exactly as what Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik told him to do. And then she went to this muazzin sahab. Very beautiful. And he looked at the girl, this lady, and she said that, look, you know what, I know you are looking at me, and you know what, nobody knows nothing, let's meet up. Now, the temptation, you know, to immediately stop is not easy. The most difficult temptation is this. Money, honey and money. What is it? There's two things that are very difficult. What is it? Honey and money. Two things destroy people, honey and money. You got the wrong honey, khatam. You know, you got the wrong honey, khatam. Then you come to me for taweez. Believe me, I have the best taweez. See, this man came to me, goes, Mauli sahab, can you got issues? Can you write a taweez? I says, of course. He says, can I pick it up tomorrow? I said, yes. So he says, jazakallah. And he started walking. I said, bye. You think this taweez is free? He said, Mauli sahab, you charge? I said, yeah. £300. Maulvi koi kam thora hota hai bhai. £300. Har aadmi ab to charge kar raha hai. £300 bhai taweez ke liye aao. Perfect taweez tumhe de dunga. Maine ek Hindu aurat ko taweez diya, wo to meri muridan ban gayi. Maine kaha murid mat bano, musalman ban jao. She said, my husband is my khadim now, Mauli sahab. Let me kiss your hands. I said, no. If my musallis were to see this, what will happen? Well, anyway, chalo wo baat to chhod do. She says, oh, Mauli sahab, 300 is very expensive. I says, let's see if Maulana Dawood can give you something for cheap. So we were sitting downstairs and Maulana Dawood's hifz class was just there. So I took him up and I knocked at Maulana Dawood sahab's door. I said, Mauli sahab, kam chho? He goes, oh, alright, alhamdulillah. Mauli sahab, ah, bhai ne taweez jove che, main 300 pound no taweez aapu chho. Chiki, bo mongo. Because tamara paase kahin sasto hai. Mauli sahab was, uto 500 pound ki chalo. تو اس کی تو ایزار ڈھیلی ہو گئی. کیا ہو گئی؟ اس کی تو ایزار ڈھیلی ہو گئی. And then I just hugged him. I said, just a joke, my brother. Don't worry, come tomorrow. A bit of humor, you know, I need to have a smile on your face. Mazak hai yaar, kuch nahi lete, tumse jao, kal aana. But anyway, subhanallah, where were we? Can you bring me back? Haan, muazzin sahab. So honey and money. You know, this is very dangerous. Honey and money can corrupt a person. So when he saw the beauty of this lady, all beautified, so what he said, you know what, just to put some kind of a buffer, so he said, okay, come tomorrow. Now he's in two minds, come tomorrow. So she said, okay. So she went, the king is waiting, the Khalifa, he says, what happened? He goes, Hazrat, he said, come tomorrow. This Khalifa has got no time for tomorrow. Everything must be done now. So he says, go to him and say to him, there's no tomorrow, now or never. Now or never. So she went again back to him, knocked on the door and says, you know what? It's now or never, but you want access now. So he looked at her and says, you know what? I think never, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not want to see me and you in this position. And I fear Allah, and you go back. So she went back and she told Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, and the king got so happy, and he was touched by that. So he decided to free this lady, and he gave him a bag filled with dirhams, and he called the muazzin, he said, I am giving you this lady in the nikah, and also this money with you. Money? Do nikah. So he says, Hazrat, no, I don't want the girl and I don't want the money, because when she came to me and I said no to her before that, I made a business transaction with my Allah. And I said to my Allah, Allah Pak, I am very weak. It was very difficult for me to stop this temptation. Shaitan was trying his best. But only because of your love, Ya Allah, I said no to her and no to guna. But in return, Allah Pak, I want you to bless me with Jannat. And I want this transaction to be completed. So he says, if I marry her or if I take this money, I'm not sure what will happen with the business that I've done with my Allah. So that is why I don't want not the money and not the woman. Because I believe in Allah, what I have said, Allah will give me. That is why the power of dua, when you raise your hands, you can't see some wires that are connected. You can't see anything. Even on your mobile phone, you'll see the reception bars. But when you are making dua, you can't see nothing. But Allah is saying, Iman bil ghayb, wa idha sa'alaka ibadi anni fa inni qareeb. That when you are making dua with ikhlas, I am the closest to you. Nobody can see you. It's iman bil ghayb. Allah is saying, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Every time you take my name, I take your name. What about this? You take my name, I take your name. You say, Ya Rahman, Allah says, Ya Abdi, yes, my slave and servant, what is it? This is iman bil ghayb. So Allah, give us the tawfiq. My respected brothers, we should not follow the trend of the kuffar. Even if we are in college, even if we are in a university, even if we are in a group of people that are out there, remember the mindset of someone who does not love Allah and His Rasul, then what can he give you? What advice can he give you? And what is he going to teach you? But ye duri. But what he will try to do is make you far from Allah. And when you are far from Allah, you are far from Jannah. And so that is why we have to be very careful. Iman bil ghayb, to bring Iman even upon the things that you can't see, which is endorsed and which has been stamped by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what we call part of our aqeedah, also the beliefs. And so Allah give us all the tawfiq. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحابه وزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.